This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
On the other end, we have Jess Beck here. How are you, Jess?
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. So how did you start out in music?
For me, I actually did an acting degree in Adelaide at Flinders University, but had always been interested in music and really loved singing, but it wasn't sort of till a bit later in life when I, you know, got the proper confidence to be able to actually sing in public. So I'd say, you know, my sort of professional singing career definitely started just, yeah, while I was at uni, so when I was about 19.
You're in a Sydney indie pop band at the moment called Pura. What does Pura mean?
Yeah, so Pura actually means moon in Luritja language. And, yeah, I have quite a special connection with the name and also how it came about. My family are from the Luritja Nation, which is in southwest of Alice Springs in the central desert there. And it was actually Uncle Sammy Butcher from Warrumpy Band, who plays guitar, that actually named us Pura. So I did a bit of a call-out one day on Facebook and said, you know, hey, everyone, it's time for us to sort of, you know, name this project that we're doing because, you know, like the music had really changed from Jess Beck into Pura, what we're doing now. And, yeah, it was Sammy that came to the rescue. And so, yeah, it's really quite special.
What's your inspiration when writing music?
Well, I mean, anything can inspire me. I mean, the reason I do music is because I enjoy it. I really love the process of writing a song. I love recording and all that sort of thing, but my real passion is probably live performance. And I guess that sort of also comes from the fact that I do have that acting background and I just really loved being on the stage. And then, yeah, music, I just find it, it's so much fun. Like, it doesn't feel like a job. It's really lucky to be doing it.
Lovely. Do you feel it's a healing process on stage for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes, especially if you are singing a story that is your own personal experience. It's definitely a way to sort of let emotions out. And I think sometimes, yeah, that can be quite special for the audience too, if they can really see that what you're singing about is honest and something that has affected you.
So are you working on a new album at the moment?
Yeah, things are moving pretty fast. We actually just brought out our debut album. I believe it's almost, it's just been 3 months since we released that. It was called Animal Kingdom. And, yeah, that was obviously a lifelong dream of mine to release a debut album. But we're already on to demoing another album. And we're actually in the process of today. We have to try and come up with what single we want to record first. So that's, it's quite hard, actually. We've sort of all got different ideas of what that next song should be. But, yeah, I mean, the goal is to try and record the full album, this year as well and get it out sort of end of the year or early next year.
You're on a national tour as well, is that correct?
Yeah, just finished up a national tour. We did the first part in the end of March and we went to Adelaide and Melbourne, Mount Gambier. We did Barrowville and obviously some shows in Sydney as well as Newcastle. And then we just recently finished up part two. We did Melbourne again and also went up to Brisbane and did Barrowville. And in part one, we actually, probably one of the funnest gigs that we did was supporting Beck Sandridge up at Byron Bay at the Great Northern. So, yeah, we've had a lot of fun on the tours.
Lovely. So what feedback do you have from all your fans around Australia?
Yeah, I think people are really happy with the new direction. You know, I mean, I call Pura what I'm doing now basically, like it is a new project. I mean, it has been the evolution of Jess Beck, but it's so different to what I was doing a few years ago. When I first started out, it was very much folk pop and people still really love that. I still get lots of lovely comments about that EP, Hometown Dress, but people are really loving the new music and we've received some great feedback for the album. We've had a few album reviews done and we've had awesome community radio play. Really exciting that we've, you know, being played on the ABC as well as FBI radio. So, yeah, it definitely has encouraged us, and that's why we're, you know, really excited and so determined to start on this, you know, next album, album number two.
Lovely. So I want to go back to, you were saying about the evolution of yourself. What is that?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I've definitely got better as a performer and better as a songwriter. But the evolution, it hasn't just been about myself. It's been about growing with the musicians that I'm working with and how we write together, and also the commitment. Like, we're just all 100% on board and just really want music to keep being a part of our lives. And ultimately, we could do music full-time and just travel and record, you know, and do that all the time. That would be the ultimate.
That's the dream.
Yeah, definitely.
Lovely. So you're performing at this year's Club Koori in Sydney with an all-female lineup. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I mean, one of the things that's been in the media lately, which is a good thing, is that people are starting to realise that there is a lack of females in the industry or being given the spotlight. And, you know, there's many reasons why that happens. And, you know, you can't put your finger on, you know, one reason why. But I just think it's really special to have a showcase where it is all females. Because, you know, we've seen it so many times, festival lineups, there's just not enough female representation. So I'm really happy to be a part of it for that reason, but obviously also because very proud of being, you know, an Indigenous performer and just really proud, you know, to be on a lineup with those other wonderful performers, you know, especially Casey Donovan, who is a performer that I've looked up to over the years.
Lovely. So Club Koori coincides with the NAIDOC Week and it embraces the theme of Our Language Matters. What does that mean to you?
Well, for me, it's just so important that, you know, we've so many of our languages have already been extinct, and, you know, we all know the history that, you know, languages weren't allowed to be spoken, especially, you know, with my grandmother and her own story, her being a stolen generation child and, you know, taken to a mission, she wasn't allowed to speak her language, you know, which is very sad. She can still remember being told not to speak her Luritja language. So I think there's some really positive things that are happening. It's great to see that, you know, there are schools out there that are, you know, teaching Indigenous languages, and, you know, it feels like there is a bit of a shift, and I think things are on the way up. So for me, that's what it represents.
Lovely. Thank you very much for joining us today, Jess.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.